KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. APRN's Peter Granitz reports the United States is increasing its stockpile of interceptor missiles from 30 to 44 missiles. The 14 additional missiles will be based at Fort Greely near Fairbanks. Pentagon officials say they're confident the new missiles will be capable of shooting incoming long-range missiles out of the sky. They say the biggest threat is from North Korea, which recently conducted its third nuclear test. Previous missile defense tests, like the one in 2008, failed to shoot incoming dummy weapons out of the sky. The upgrade to the program will cost taxpayers about $1 billion, this despite mandated cuts to future spending at the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the program should be up and running by 2017. There's no indication yet whether this means reactivating the mothballed missile field at Fort Greely or whether there will be new construction. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Representative Don Young welcome the news. Senator Lisa Murkowski says providing for the common defense is a pretty basic threshold we need to meet for our people. After hearing that their oil tax bill could mean at least $6 billion in revenue lost over the next 5 years, the Senate Finance Committee made some adjustments last Thursday. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports their new bill would give oil companies a tax break of $4 billion to $5 billion over the same period. It would bring the base tax up from 25 to 35% for the next 3 years. That rate would drop to 33% after 2016. To offset that tax hike, it gives oil companies a $5 credit for every barrel they produce. And like previous versions of the legislation, it gets rid of a mechanism known as progressivity that raises taxes on oil when prices are high. In addition to making tweaks to the oil tax bill, the Senate Finance Committee also took testimony from the major companies on the North Slope last Thursday. Representatives from ConocoPhillips and Exxon avoided making commitments to new oil production, while BP's Damian Bilbao said that the bill doesn't go far enough to attract the type of meaningful investment that's required to make the future look different. Without clear support from the Big Three, members of the Senate Finance Committee turned to their own consultants to get input on how their bill would affect oil development. Senator Mike Dunleavy, a Republican from Wasilla, asked Econ One's Barry Pulliam if their changes to the tax structure would have an effect on the production decline.
Would you be surprised if in 3 years you found out that there was little additional investment above what some would consider maintenance or routine investment? Would you be surprised if in 3 years that occurred?
I would be. If the kind of change that you're making here didn't have an impact on attracting new investment.
Pulliam added that he thought that the oil companies were excited by the prospect of a tax overhaul, but wanted to avoid making commitments in hopes of a better deal. The updated bill was moved out of committee, and the next step is the Senate floor. It's anticipated that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 21 will be moved to the Senate floor today, setting up a vote of all the members of the Alaska Senate. If it's approved, it will then move to the House of Representatives for consideration. Joe Miller, the unsuccessful Republican Senate candidate in 2010, says he's considering running for Senate next year. Miller appeared at the Alaska Libertarian Party convention held this Saturday in Anchorage. Miller says he's not at the point where people are being hired for a campaign, but he says he's considering running. Miller won the primary election in 2010 after being backed by the Tea Party. However, fellow Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski prevailed in the general election with write-in votes. The Alaska GOP has already made its intentions clear for next year's election. Alaska Republican Chair Debbie Brown says Republicans would like to replace Democratic Senator Mark Begich with a conservative Republican senator. Shell's Kulik drill rig is almost ready to leave Alaska waters. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports the heavy lift vessel that will take the damaged oil rig to Asia for repairs arrived in Unalaska on Sunday afternoon. The Kulik has been in Unalaska for 2 weeks, waiting for the 700-foot Xiang Ruiku to arrive from China. Marine pilot Carter Whalen says it will take about 7 hours to load the Kulik onto the heavy lift vessel this Tuesday. The lift vessel will fill its ballast tanks and sink below the Kulik so cranes can lift the rig onto the deck of the Xiang at Ruiku. After that, Whalen says work crews will spend a few days securing the Kulik. The vessels are expected to leave Unalaska toward the end of the week. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says the company doesn't have any comment on the operation at this time. The Army Corps of Engineers is beginning to dredge in the small boat harbor in Bethel to remove built-up sediment. The dredging is expected to take about a month. The work began last week. The Army Corps of Engineers contracted Anchorage-based Denali Drilling for the work. Stuart Curry with Denali Drilling says a large backhoe cuts through the ice and digs out the sediment. They will take chunks of ice and sediment to a dumping site north of the harbor. The city has closed the Brown Slough entrance to the Kuskokwim River, as well as a dog and snowmobile trail north of the harbor. The price of gold in New York has risen $2.30 so far, trading at $1,593.60. An ounce of silver has fallen 2 cents today, trading at $28.89, and a pound of zinc is trading at 86 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 8:57. It's expected to depart for Anchorage at 9:42. Unofficially 16 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.